This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and along with my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, this podcast explores excellence and high performance in teams and the way in which team building and engagement can positively impact on that pursuit. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate team engagements every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build a stronger team, you've come to the right place.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley, and Jonathan Haseley.
Yes, Jerry, Stephen, how are we doing today, boys?
Fantastic, Jonathan. I've got thought for a new podcast, I mean, because this morning I have one word to say to everybody: teenagers. Stephen's done it. I'm doing it. You've got it ahead. I reckon that could be a great podcast.
Write that down for episode 417 yeah. of the Team Builders Podcast. Steve, how are you?
Jonathan, great to be here. Loving the day. Enjoying my Yorkshire tea.
Yes, mate. We will definitely get some sort of advertising throw in somewhere.
Promises, promises.
Gents, thanks for joining me today, as always, and keen to chat about what the best kind of timing for a team building event might be. Do people consider that as important? Do people think that maybe we should do it more in the summer, more in the winter? Are there any decision-making processes that people go through, and is that a factor? And any experience that you might have in people making those choices? So I guess I was just going to take it straight in and throw it out there. Do you feel that's an important part of when people choose to do their team building? Like, do they consider timing of the year, et cetera, et cetera?
I think we don't mind, but they may care. I think that's where I stand. So I reckon they have a need that's pretty much, it's not seasonally orientated, but it's more where the business is at in that time. So I guess there's a feel-good factor for the summer, and then there's a winter, there's maybe a pick-me-up factor. But if their business is in a different season, so if their peak season is in the winter, but I don't necessarily think we have a preference, but perhaps they would have a preference.
Stephen, any thoughts?
Just as Jerry said, I think they don't want to squeeze team building into a very tight space just to conflict against their existing business. So they'd want to be able to enjoy it and not have to be dragged back, even mentally, back into the workplace. So just take time out to enjoy being in each other's company. And that's what real team building is about, regardless whether it's in the summer or the winter. And they're not just forced into it because the date specifically fits one or two people. So as Jerry said, whether it's summer, winter, spring, autumn, I don't think there are any more seasons than that. I think as long as it fits in with our programme and it's well thought out, well prepared, well planned and well framed for the customers, then they will look forward to it, enjoy it and get a lot out of the day, whatever the nature of the activity is.
I think generally you find, or certainly the vast majority of the customers that we work with, their offsite days or their team conferences or their business conferences are fairly scheduled throughout the year. As in, like, I find it pretty rare that people go, oh, we're in a tough spot, let's do team building event in 3 weeks' time or whatever. Yeah, yeah. We do get that, I guess, yeah. And they realise that they're going through change, specific change in this, but I think generally they tend to be tied in with business update, yeah. And they tend to be very orchestrated, don't they, throughout the year?
I guess they're reflective of the position they were in, so they get through that either good or difficult or challenging time, and then they think, okay, let's click everybody back into what the mindset of the business is. So that's a good time to do it. So that's maybe a good observation. We do get a lot of increased inquiries for team building in the summer-ish months.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably the fact that it's a bit of a breather for a lot of businesses, you know, with their majority of businesses end in April. So that last quarter is like the big push. And that first middle quarter is a nice settling time. Plus there's a lot of people on holidays, isn't there, in the summers.
Yep.
So it's unlikely to say, let's have our major team building event now in the summer when 25% of the workforce isn't there. But they could have the feel-good, morale booster type meetups during the summer. And then guess what you said there, the more onboarding, the more, you know.
Yeah, it ties in with when the graduates start in the year, or it ties in with whenever they do their business kickoff in January or whenever that might be.
Yeah. And also to celebrate certain milestones in their business and maybe just to take a breather.
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
And reflect. So everybody's been working hard, they've achieved results. Mightn't be 100%, but might be 90%, which is even more than what they anticipated. And just to say well done to everybody. There's nothing wrong with taking a breather. It doesn't even have to be a business reflection, just a well done. There's a finish line to recreate people, just to make them feel good about themselves, for them to understand that they're valued by the company more so than just money, that the company have taken time and money and energy to spend on them to make them feel, part of the team. And that's, without that finish line and without that reward element and reflection, it's difficult just to keep 100% effort month after month after month after month, no matter what industry you're in.
Because it's not just 1 year, it's like years after years. Years.
And I guess as well, often a lot of things happen in the business, and just a few recent inquiries of clients I've been dealing with that, you know, we've dealt with for many years, but they say, you know, we've gone through a rebrand of our values and we want to reintroduce that in the business. So that's like a business focused thing that they then go, okay, we need to impact upon that. And I don't think they then necessarily go, okay, well, let's wait till next summer to do that because the weather's better.
Yeah.
They think, okay, that's an action point that we need to take, and we do that now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess one thing that would be important though is, although time of year might not necessarily dictate that they do it, it might dictate what they do.
Yes.
So maybe that's something we could chat about.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Do you feel like there are different choices, or that people choose differently in the summer versus winter, as an example, for the type of experience that they might go for?
I would say so. I would say at least 75% of that, it has to be choice, especially in Great Britain. You know, you don't want to be doing a summer morale boost barbecue type experience in the middle of winter. But maybe just to step back a wee bit, we've increased the offering that we would offer in the indoor situation. So I think that gives them more choice. So I think then, just to end that last maybe conversation, it allows them to be more rounded, and because there is good opportunity for them to do solid team development, team building, interactive indoors in big numbers all of the year.
Yeah.
And then I guess to move on to, when should they do it? You know, it has to be down to the business choice.
Yes.
With that in play.
Jerry's obviously alluding to Stephen there, like the weather can often impact potential plans. However, I think that we work hard, particularly to negate that where possible.
Yeah, I think we would always offer a wet weather alternative. And one of the good things about the internet these days is that we can predict what the weather with the client is going to be. So they can decide whether they want to go outside despite the weather, or we can reorganize for them according to the venue of their choice to make sure we deliver an event which ticks all the boxes, rather than just deliver to them what we originally had discussed, which may have been 6 months earlier. So yeah, I think that it's always going to be down to the client, client-led, as long as we achieve the results of building a better team, regardless of the platform or the delivery of the event that we actually do for them.
Yeah, and I think that's key. You know, whenever I was thinking about this episode, you know, I was trying to conceive, like, do teams feel different at different times of the year? Is their morale level different depending on seasonality or the workload that they're undertaking and those kind of things? And I guess that has an impact somewhere, but I don't necessarily think that that's a decision-making process that most organisers tend to go through.
Yep.
They tend to go through like their need for the business, the objective that they want to achieve, and then we work with them to deliver on a vehicle, you know, a product or an experience that would hit the outcomes that they're looking for. And I think that's the key thing, you know, so whether it's, you know, whether, obviously as well, their location impacts whether they do something indoors or outdoors, as an example, or in the type of thing that they do. But I think generally, like pretty much what you mentioned, Jerry, whatever they want as their outcome is deliverable at any time of year and wherever that makes
sense. I think a lot of those choices are made by one or two people in the business, and they're made not necessarily made on the morale of the business. They're made on more of what you mentioned, the message they want to deliver. So given that choice, that's probably their number one choice. And then when they deliver it would then vary on when the most amount of people are available to listen and to take that in.
And as a side note, I think another part of our business, the entertainment and event part of our business, is culturally and seasonally tuned in. So culturally, when Pirates of the Caribbean movies come out, a lot of people want to do that as a themed pirates party, perhaps in the summer months. And it's hard to have a Halloween party in February. And again, with Christmas, I know sometimes we do all Christmas, alternative Christmas parties in the summertime. But again, that's a seasonal variation. And then there's also some cultural variations. When a James Bond movie comes out, a lot of people want to have a good casino night, because everybody wants to either be James Bond or...
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, thoughts around that then, and maybe just to kind of bring some conclusion to that. One thing I thought about is, if potentially clients are only looking at... Because obviously there are lots of clients that maybe we work with throughout the year, different times, different stages. There are also organisations that perhaps only have opportunity or budget or time to do one thing at one time of the year. Would you try to sway them to any particular timing, or would you just, you know, how would you maybe advise them?
I think for me, I would tell them to hit it when it hits the most and you've got the best audience. I think that's the best time to do it.
Regardless of
what it is, because you've got so much choice. It doesn't have to be outdoor. It doesn't have to be indoor. It can be either. It can be at a location, could be in a castle, could be in your own office. I think for those type of messages, I think engagement is key. So engage the people with the message by doing an experience that will light them up, deliver to them. I don't think, if I was asked that, I would say, what is your outcome that you would like, first of all, and then choose the rest.
Yeah, Jerry's exactly right. Our clients typically sell money, sell time, sell cars, sell insurance, et cetera, et cetera. And I wouldn't say they were experts in events or event management. So they come and work with us so that they want to get a result, but they're not really sure how they want to do that. So we would give them options, as Jerry said, throughout the year, and maybe at their own venue, venues of their choice, or maybe go a little bit left field and doing something different for them, which is still safe and viable, but maybe something they hadn't considered in the past, which can stretch their own comfort zone as well, but that could exactly meet their needs in certain situations.
Here's a good maybe analogy I just thought of. If you get a call and it's from a shipping company, yeah, and they want to involve some sort of thing that's reflective of shipping, you could say to them, well, the best time to do that would be in the summer, would be by the sea, by a pool, by a lake, and you should do the flat out project, yeah, where you have to build your own ship. And then when they combine what the offering is, what their choices are, and what the biggest impact would be, that's the way.
If they wish it to have an impact, they can, and if they're not...
Yeah, because if you said to them, why don't you do a bridge? And they're like, we've got nothing to do with bridges. Yeah, but you can do bridges. And, you know, you're fixing something. But if it's a ship, it could be water. You know, there's lots of little strands. I think that would be the ultimate. Yep. Then you're helping them. They've got a need. And then together, that's what makes it work.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for joining today, boys. That was great. Just a little chat around, you know, thoughts around timing and events. And do they make a big difference when they plan? So I think some good input there. And yeah, look forward to catching up again soon.
Nice.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to that episode of the Team Builders Podcast. For more insights, ideas and inspiration, head to teamchallenge-company.co.uk or follow us on social media. We would love to engage with you there. For everything else, we look forward to catching you again on the Team Builders Podcast.